Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Melanie Hickox and Monica Palmer with Feeding Missouri, a coalition of Missouri food banks. Melanie is the SNAP project, better known as Food Stamps Manager, and Monica is the communications director for the organization. They spoke about some of the myths that exist about SNAP benefits and how that can detriment older Americans. Here's Monica.
You know, when people say it's so easy to get on the food stamp rolls, that it's so easy and, you know, well, I could just be lazy and live off of food stamps. You know, I've heard people say that. I'm like, do you realize how hard it is just to get approved for food stamps, how many hoops you have to jump through and how many places there are through the process where you would just give up? Because it's hard, you don't understand it, or you're required to drive 30 miles and you don't have a car and you have to pay your friend for gas to take you there or whatever, you know. And that's not even taking into account the shame, the stigma, those kinds of things. You know, one of the things that breaks my heart are the older generation who believe that, you know, it's some kind of personal failing to reach out for help because you shouldn't have to. But, you know, it's there for them, you know, so that they don't have to eat one meal a day and that's it. And, you know, you've shared before, you know, that some of those older folks, they say that if they take food stamps, they're taking it away from someone else who needs it. And that's one of the myths, I think, that is still, you know, rampant. I think a lot of people believe that is true, but it's just not.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that I hear almost every time that I'm talking to an older American about food stamps, and probably not surprisingly, that's one of our hardest groups to really target. Just the word food stamps is such a kind of stigma. So
it's
a
real problem, and especially with the older generation, because they're at risk, right? They're one of our higher risk health wise clients. So, you know, they need to have that supplemental nutrition, you know, that the SNAP program is there to provide, because they're living on a fixed income. They're more likely to be the people buying the, you know, shelf stable, really inexpensive, maybe not very nutrient dense food from the grocery store. And if they had that little bit of extra money from the SNAP program, from food stamps, they could go and they could buy fresh fruit. They could buy, you know, lean meat. They could buy those whole grain breads instead of the cheapest bread that's on sale, you know. So these are, you know, older clients, you know, they come from a generation where you make do. You just make do. And that's not making do. Those choices, those coping strategies are not always the best when it comes to health. And that's how we see a lot of, you know, hypertension and diabetes and, you know, heart issues, you know, that are diet related. And people are making those decisions to kind of modify their diets in a not healthy way to make ends meet. And, you know, much more so, I think, with older Americans.
That was Monica Palmer and Melanie Hickox with Feeding Missouri, speaking about the stigma that exists around SNAP benefits or food stamps and how that affects older individuals. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.